In summary, the goal of Hazard Services is to unify hazard generation in AWIPS and replace legacy software. There are six main components in Hazard Services. The spatial display is the cave editor used to load Hazard Services and display and interact with the polygons. The dockable console is used to organize and manage hazard events, and the settings in the setup icon control what hazard types are displayed, as well as a potentially filtered list of recommenders and tools from the Tools button. The Hazard Information Dialog, or HID, is where the forecaster assembles the fundamental hazard event components. And once a hazard event is defined, the product editor uses the hazard event to generate watch, warning, and advisory products. The hazard event is a key concept in Hazard Services, and it has four main components: an area, hazard type, time, and hazard metadata. There are a number of notable features in the console. The time slider is used to filter hazards from the spatial display. The lifecycle status is used to filter ended and elapsed hazards from the display by default and clean up potential events from the recommenders. The hazard event history is revealed using the triangles on the left side of the console, while the hydro filter status icon will turn yellow when live hydro products are filtered from the display. The selected set allows forecasters to select groups of hazard events and generate and distribute multiple products simultaneously. And lastly, all the reference information you need to spin up on Hazard Services is a right-click away on the Hazard Services product legend in Cave. If you have any questions about this training or Hazard Services, please contact me. I'd like to hear from you. When you're ready to take the quiz, advance to the next slide. You can click on this link if you want to reflect on the learning objectives one last time.